turn now to another World War II story, that of Władysław Spielman. The Jewish musician and composer struggled to survive in the Warsaw Ghetto. His story became the Oscar-winning 2002 movie, The Pianist.
There's half a million of us here. We could break out of the ghetto. At least we could die honorably, not as a stain on the face of history.
Why are you so sure they're sending us to our death?
I'm not sure. You know why I'm not sure? Because they didn't tell me. I'm telling you, they're going to wipe us all out.
A new book in Poland about a cabaret singer who collaborated with Spielman alleges that The Pianist collaborated with the Gestapo in order to survive. Spielman's family calls the accusation outrageous. His son is taking legal action to try to stop the book. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
About the only thing the family of pianist Władysław Spielman and the biographer of cabaret singer Vera Gran agree on is that the two Jewish musicians were once colleagues and played together at a cafe in the Warsaw Ghetto in German-occupied Poland. The cafe was an important meeting place, an oasis of elegance in brutal times. The two played together until the cafe was closed by the Nazis after the first Warsaw Uprising. After the war, they had a major falling out when Spielman accused Gran of collaborating with the Nazis. Gran worked for the rest of her life, with only limited success, to try to clear her name. There was never any hard evidence she collaborated. They were mostly rumors. Now a new biography of the cabaret singer entitled Accused, Vera Gran, by Polish journalist Agata Tuczynska, says Gran long believed it was Spielman, in fact, who worked with the occupiers. In the book, Gran calls Spielman a Gestapo man and makes other charges, including that he once worked for the Nazi-controlled Jewish police in the ghetto, rounding up Jews. Ms. Tuczynska spoke to Warsaw's Talk FM radio.
Vera Gran described a scene she remembered from the ghetto. She said it was the morning of the last day of July or the first day of August in 1942, and she was supposed to leave the ghetto that day. She described how, looking out a window, she saw Władysław Spielman wearing a Jewish policeman's cap and loading women and children into a car.
In the book, Tuczynska presents all this as an accusation, not fact. She doesn't render a verdict. The author goes on to say in the book there were different reasons Jews in the ghetto might have worn the cap of the collaborator policeman, including to get bread for starving family members, to save lives, or just to survive.
This book is not the opinion of a judge or prosecutor or lawyer. I try to understand my protagonist, Vera Gran, and all those who were in her life. That also means Władysław Spielman.
But Spielman's son Andres doesn't see it that way. He calls the material in the new book outrageous and libelous, an attempt to tarnish the reputation of a man who became a symbol of Jewish survival.
The problem for me is that they are libeling the name of my father, and later I have to clean up my name. This is criminal. Ms. Tuczynska found out that this is a way to make a good business on it, to promote her book, which is based on false accusations. It is just a libel. A terrible story.
The accusations against Spielman are only one small part of a larger biography, and Gran made some of the same accusations in her autobiography. Now neither the pianist nor the singer are alive to defend themselves. Nonetheless, Andrzej Spielman tells NPR he will sue the author and publisher in Poland and France and wherever else to get the accusations withdrawn or the book recalled.
In every of these places, I will take a lawyer to stop this book. There is no evidence. And my father is lynched.
It may be a tough legal hurdle, however, for Spielman to successfully sue for libel on behalf of his dead father for what a dead cabaret singer once said to a biographer. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.